Some years later, Friedrich the Wise, who commissioned this altarpiece from Cranach, was to go down in history as a supporter of Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation. But in 1506, when this work was painted, that all lay in the future. This winged altarpiece testifies to the late medieval veneration of saints and reliquary cult being still very much alive. Here, Cranach presents seven female saints who suffered, were tortured, and martyred for their Christian faith. He shows them wearing courtly robes painted in rich detail, their external beauty reflecting their inner purity and greatness of spirit. With their resolute belief in Christian salvation, they were role models for the faithful. The figures on the left wing are Dorothea, Agnes, and Cunegonde, with Barbara, Ursula, and Margaret on the right-hand wing. Each of the saints has their attribute with them. Margaret of Antioch, for example, is accompanied by the dragon that appeared to her in prison, and she overcame by the sign of the cross. On the central panel, Cranach has masterfully orchestrated the martyrdom of St. Catherine of Alexandria. His contemporaries would have been familiar with the backstory. 50 scholars were sent to persuade Catherine, a well-educated king's daughter, to renounce her Christian faith, but she had the better arguments and, instead, converted the scholars to Christianity. When her father the king sentenced Catherine to death, she merely smiled and folded her hands together in prayer. In response, God sent a sign with flashes of lightning from dark clouds and a storm where it rained stones. In the resulting chaos, the wheel for Catherine's execution was left smashed and broken. But Catherine was still executed. The executioner is already standing behind her.